Next sutta is, and these are all, they're actually in a series. There's three of them in a series. Bhikkhus, there are huge trees with tiny seeds and huge bodies, encirclers of other trees, and the trees which they encircle become bent, twisted, and split. And what are those huge trees with tiny seeds and huge bodies? The asata, the banyan, the pilaka, the udambara, the kachaka, and the kapitana. So those are, I guess there's, those are huge trees, and there are five trees. Huge trees with tiny seeds and huge bodies, encirclers of other trees, and the trees which they encircle become bent, twisted, and split. So too, bhikkhus, some clansmen here, when some clansman here has left behind sensual pleasures and gone forth from the household life into homelessness, he becomes bent, twisted, and split because of those same sensual pleasures or because of others worse than them. These five bhikkhus are obstructions, hindrances, encirclers of the mind, weakeners of wisdom. What five? Sensual desire is an obstruction, a hindrance encircling the mind, a weakener of wisdom. Ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and remorse, doubt is an obstruction, a hindrance encircling the mind, a weakener of wisdom. These are the five obstructions, hindrances, encirclers of the mind, weakeners of wisdom. These seven factors of enlightenment, bhikkhus, are non-obstructions, non-hindrances, non-encirclers of the mind. When developed and cultivated, they lead to the realization of the fruit of true knowledge and liberation. What seven? The enlightenment factor of mindfulness is a non-obstruction. The enlightenment factor of investigation of dhammas is a non-obstruction. The enlightenment factor of energy is a non-obstruction. The enlightenment factor of joy is a non-obstruction. The enlightenment factor of tranquility is a non-obstruction. The enlightenment factor of concentration is a non-obstruction. The enlightenment factor of equanimity is a non-obstruction. These seven factors of enlightenment are non-obstructions, non-hindrances, non-encirclers of the mind. When developed and cultivated, they lead to the realization of the fruit of true knowledge and liberation. Those trees are all different, five of them, all five of them they're kind of in the fig tree family, the banyan, these fig trees, and they're called strangling figs. Do we have them here? Anything like that? We've got a fig tree. Fruit fig tree, but not like these, because you can really see them. They take over the trees and just, that's where, you know, there's this very famous image of, like from I think it's from Ayutthaya maybe or in Cambodia, of the head of the Buddha sort of surrounded with his roots.
Ayutthaya, I saw it.
Yeah. So those are, that's a kind of fig tree that goes around something and just, and they also just go around whole trees, and then they grow up with the trees. The trees get strangled and die, and then the kind of the figure, the that they stand up.
In New Zealand, kind of Vivuvata, the seeds grow up in the top of the tree, and they shoot their roots down.
And
it grows around the tree, rots the tree, starts from the top.
Starts from top and goes down. Yeah.
And it completely destroys the tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the hindrances. Starts from the head and just works down. Okay.